You're listening to SBS News.
Serbian tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been denied entry to Australia and had his visa cancelled after arriving at Melbourne Airport late Wednesday afternoon to compete in the upcoming Australian Open later this month. While the tennis star had received an exemption from the Victorian government on medical grounds, Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt told the Nine Network his visa was cancelled following a review by federal authorities.
The requirements were not able to be met. There was an exemption that had been provided through the Victorian government process. Clearly that did not pass the standards of proof that were required by the Australian Border Force. Yes, it's tough, but it's fair and it's equitable and it's one rule for all under this Australian government.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison praised the actions of Australian Border Force officials, declaring the tennis star is not above the rules.
And I want to thank the Australian Border Force officers for doing their job, implementing the government's policy. And the ABF has done their job. Entry with a visa requires double vaccination or a medical exemption. I'm advised that such an exemption was not in place, and as a result, he is subject to the same rule as anyone else.
Two medical panels by Tennis Australia and the Victorian Health Department assessed Djokovic's application. Being infected with coronavirus in the past 6 months may have been grounds for a vaccine exemption to be granted, but federal authorities did not see it as a valid reason. Djokovic has previously expressed anti-vaccination sentiment, adding to the controversy of his exemption. He will likely be deported on Thursday night, pending legal action. The hopes of the world number one tennis player competing for a record 21st Grand Slam title later this month rest on a successful injunction by Djokovic and his legal team to stop the deportation. He spent several hours at the airport before being moved to Carlton's Park Hotel, where both refugee advocates and fans gathered.
Going on court, they can do a lot of things, you know.
And Australia should be ashamed. He donated $20-something million a couple of years ago for bushfires. Where's other tennis players?
But hang on, six other tennis players got exemptions. Why aren't they sent back home? Is that true?
Thank you, Australia, for locking him down like a refugee, like a criminal.
Alison Batterson from Human Rights for All told SBS News she hoped it would draw attention to the plight faced by refugees and asylum seekers who arrive in Australia, and that it was an unfortunate situation.
Which is, again, unfortunately faced by many people who arrive in Australia. First of all, he would very likely be handcuffed. That is absolutely standard procedure. So from the airport, Djokovic would very likely be handcuffed and transferred in an unmarked with blacked out windows van to a detention hotel.
The Park Hotel was recently a site of a COVID outbreak where half of the detainees and around 20 staff became infected with coronavirus. There have been reports of maggots in food, and the site has been condemned by epidemiologists and architects for its poor ventilation. Ms. Batterson says it's a delicate situation.
Novak Djokovic has the resources of the world behind him, so you can imagine if someone like him can be caught up in this sort of brutal regime, that people who arrive seeking asylum at the airport or via boat are really faced with this impenetrable system of constantly changing rules and regulations.
Mehdi, who is approaching his 10th year in detention and is currently detained at the Park Hotel, told SBS News he had not seen Djokovic and was disappointed it took this series of events to draw attention to Australia's immigration policies.
Which I've been asking the guards, and I haven't seen him personally, and I've been asking the guards, and they say they don't know and he's not here. And I hope he won't be here, as I hope my worst enemy won't be here, because the circumstances, it's cruel and inhuman, and I don't wish that for no one, especially for Djokovic.
The question of state or Commonwealth responsibility for the bungle has arisen, with Victorian Minister for Health Martin Foley saying it was not the state that issued Djokovic's visa.
Someone issued a visa to everyone that's come to Australia. It's not the state. The Commonwealth issues those visas. Then the second step is you then need to establish, in accordance with the Australian Technical Advisory Group's recommendations and guidelines, the criteria for either being vaccinated or being exempted on very narrow grounds from that. So there's two steps. The Commonwealth lets you into the country. Tennis Australia, in partnership with the state, lets you into the tournament. Someone issued Novak Djokovic a visa, and it wasn't the Victorian government.
The Victorian state government rules allow fully vaccinated people only, including staff, officials and players, to attend the Open at Melbourne Park. The tournament begins on January 17. Ellie Mitchell, SBS News.